Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 298, the stanzas 1 and 3. My steadfast heart, O God, will sound thy praise abroad. With timeful string, the dawn shall hear my song. Thy praise I will prolong, and what follows, 298, 1 and 3. A portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Numbers 13, beginning with verse 26 through the 10th verse of Numbers 14. But first we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Numbers 13, beginning with verse 26 and the first 10 verses of Numbers 14. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. And nevertheless the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, "Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness. And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt?" And they said one to another, "Let us make a captain, and let us return into Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, "The land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, and neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us, their defense is departed from them. And the Lord is with us, fear them not." But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Dawson Vandenberg, who was in a serious accident this past Friday and was taken to Calgary and had surgery early yesterday morning. And on the same day, Mrs. Saya Vossenbelt was also in a serious accident this week, but was not hurt. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then thou hast granted unto us and our children another Lord's day. Then thou hast not taken one away by the cold hand of death in this past week. And it could have all been so different. That we were called upon by renewal to go to the cemetery But then there have been those who were displeased thee in thy great mercy to put thy hand between them and death, a young son who was come in a serious accident, taken to the hospital, underwent surgery, and thus far thou hast been mindful of him. May it please thee to grant healing and strengthening, and that this serious calling may be used in his young life for his eternal welfare, for the purpose of all purposes, the coming of thy kingdom, and the glory of thy name. Remember his parents. Remember the family circle. A mother has also come in a serious accident. Thou was also wonderfully watched over her, and that she was not even hurt. Ah, grant a humble and a broken heart unto her, her husband, the family circle, and make it profitable for the soul. And Lord, when in this past week, when we have not come in those remarkable circumstances, and when we were unable to do our labors, go in and out, may then also the ordinary, may that become extraordinary, when we may be given to see what all transpires upon the face of the earth, when we may have a deep impression of what we deserve, that our sins are great, that they are manifold, and that we take thy blessing so for granted, even thinking that we have a right thereto. And when thou withholdest a few or even one, then we are so quick to murmur. Ah, may it be granted that we may receive an impression with the prophet of old. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, thy compassions fail not. Then thou wast also sent a great storm in this past week, where there was death, where there was so much destruction, where there is much want, where there are many that are overwhelmed. Wilt thou remember that people? May they be given to bow their knees and humbly ask thee, that thou may help them out, and that thou may help them through. And then thou was granted in this morning just yet gentle showers upon the thirsty earth. Thou wast not sent great storms. And then what maketh us and our children to differ? Because we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And now in this morning hour, then the doors of thy house have been opened, and a part of the congregation may gather. The greater part is still in their dwellings, O Lord. May the time soon arrive, according to thy holy commandment, that the whole congregation may come up to thy house to hear what thou hast to say unto us. And then we humbly ask thee for a blessing upon thy holy word. Oh, may it be for the conversion of sinners and for the instruction, the edification, the comfort, and the correction of thy Zion. Thou knowest how that each and every one have come up to thy house. May there have come up those with a sigh and with a cry, with a desire and with a longing, for a special token from thee, even the smallest token, because for a people that learns that they are so unworthy that they have sent everything away, then the smallest token, oh, a smile from heaven, that becomes so eternally great. And then in this morning hour, then not only the audible gospel hopes to be proclaimed, but also the visible gospel hopes to be administered in our midst by renewal, O Lord. Then we commend all these parents unto thee, also among them where there are special circumstances of family that has brought a dear mother and grandmother to the cemetery, and the time that lies behind other parents that have spent 5 weeks in the hospital with their little son, whom thou so wonderfully hast spared, and then they were given to return to their dwelling with two children. But may it also be for the other parents, where there have not been extraordinary circumstances, that it may become very special in this morning. Oh, that they all together may be given to be wondered thy goodness and thy mercy, where thou wast spared life, and where thou wast given life, ah, where thou wast spared their little children, to this very moment. There are parents amongst us who have been called upon to bring their dear children to the cemetery, and then also on such a morning, oh, then their thoughts do multiply, Lord, may it please thee to uphold and to remember them. And now these parents may be privileged to present their little child before thee in a special way, to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant and thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads, Lord, and thou also knowest how that these parents have come up to thy house. And may it have been with an eye upon thee, desiring thy help, with the oath which they hope to make, and who is sufficient unto these things, and a prayer, that thou may do for their little children what they cannot do for themselves, and what the parents cannot do, but what thou art willing to do, and that is to apply what is signified in holy baptism, oh, not only to receive the water sprinkled upon the forehead, but to receive by thy grace, by the work of the Holy Spirit, the tender fear of the Lord in their hearts, and to be sprinkled with that precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, in thy providence, these parents have been the means to bring these little children into the world, their first birth, in a dark and in an evil time. May they also be the means used for the second birth, by the application of thy Holy Spirit. Then we commend unto thee all the barren ones unto thee, and wilt thou remember the mothers with the unborn. Wilt thou remember the manifold needs amongst us. Wilt thou be mindful of all the mourning. Wilt thou remember of our elderly ones in the care home, and those that dwell in their homes, and those that care for them in the daytime, but also the ones that are called to labor in the night watches, then we commend them all unto Thee, all under the physician's care. And then a father that has that dreaded disease, then he has received the report that the disease at the moment is remaining stable. Grant a humble and a broken heart. Then Thou yet granteth an extension of life that he may be given to seek and to find Thee. Remember the crosses, remember the burdens. We commend unto Thee the young couple that were bound in holy matrimony together as husband and wife in this past week. Wilt Thou bless them, remember them on this Sabbath day. Lord, remember Thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth in this day, that there may be a rich ingathering. Remember all those that labor therein. And now we humbly ask Thee in this morning hour, that Thou may grant Thy gracious help with the proclamation of Thy holy word and with the administration of the holy sacrament. Oh, come down with Thy spirit, with Thy power, and with Thy blood, and may the sacrament be used for the strengthening of the faith of Thy children. Wilt Thou graciously take away everything that could be a hindrance and pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. We shall now read the form for the administration of baptism, which you can find on page 126 in the back of the Psalter. The principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath insomuch that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. This the dipping in or sprinkling with water teaches us, whereby the impurity of our souls is signified, and we admonish to loathe and humble ourselves before God and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesseth and sealeth unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesseth and sealeth unto us that he doth make an eternal covenant of grace with us, and adopts us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing, and avert all evil or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son, the Son sealeth unto us that he doth wash us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost assures us by this holy sacrament that He will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely, the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives, till we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts, therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that we trust in Him and love Him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes through weakness fall into sin, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal, an undoubted testimony, that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism, for as they are without their knowledge partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so are they again received unto grace in Christ, as God speaketh unto Abraham, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. Genesis 17, verse 7. This also the Apostle Peter testifieth with these words, for the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2, verse 39. Therefore God formerly commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith, and therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Mark 10. Since then baptism is come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of His covenant, and parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein when they shall arrive to years of discretion. That therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to His glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of His church, let us call upon His holy name. O Almighty and Eternal God, Thou who hast according to thy severe judgment punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with a flood, and hast according to thy great mercy saved and protected believing Noah and his family, thou who hast drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and hast led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee, that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy, graciously, to look upon these children, and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son Jesus Christ, that they may be buried with him into his death, and be raised with him in newness of life, that they may daily follow him, joyfully bearing their cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that they may, with a comfortable sense of thy favor, leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last day may appear without tear before the judgment seat of Christ thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. We now ask the parents to arise. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore it must be used for that end, and not out of custom or superstition, that it may then be manifest that you are thus minded. You are to answer sincerely up to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all miseries, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore, as members of his church, ought to be baptized. Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testaments, and in the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian church, to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation. Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children, when come to the years of discretion, instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help, or cause them to be instructed therein, to the utmost of your power. What is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation? Father Franz van Struth, Mother van Struth, Father Rick Clock, Mother Clock, Father Hadam and Ludemann, Mother Ludemann, Father Mark Hengstemengel, Mother Hengstemengel, Father Peter Hengstemengel, Mother Hengstemengel, Father Brendan Grisnick, Mother Grisnick, Father Jared DeCock, and mother the cock. Parents, then in this morning hour, then you have many reasons to acknowledge the Lord. A word has pleased the Lord in His great mercy to spare life and to give life, and that He has spared the lives thus far. We have experienced it in the past weeks, that it can be so different, that all so little infant children, that they are taken away by the cold hand of death. May the Lord grant oftentimes an impression of His goodness when He may spare our families week after week, because we are all lying under the sentence of death. We have heard it out of the form that also our children, that they are conceived, that they are born in sin. Who can bring a clean out of an unclean? The water speaks thereof, because in daily life then water is used to wash the filth from our body. And may that reality, parents, may that weigh heavy upon your hearts, and to that end the necessity that you oftentimes lay the needs of your little children before the Lord. We have heard it out of the form, that in Mark 10, and that is also recorded in Matthew 19 and in Luke 18, that there were those parents that have brought their little ones to Jesus, that He would lay His hands upon them, that He would bless them, that He would pray for them. And now in this morning, then in a special way, then you may present your little child before the Lord to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, the thrice holy name of the Lord upon their little foreheads. And oh, parents, then that water in the sacrament of holy baptism that speaks, that points to such rich things. We have heard it out of the form, the work of a triune God. Oh, that covenant, the work of the Father, the work of the Son. The water points to that precious blood that cleanses the sin, all the sins of His children. And concerning the work of the Holy Spirit, that application and that assurance, oh, fathers and mothers, may you be given to beg the Lord earnestly that the Lord may remember your family circles. We are traveling to eternity. We all need the same thing. And in light of that never-ending eternity, then there is not so much difference between us and our children in age. We need to be born again. We need to be washed and cleansed from all our sins, because otherwise, parents, they are still on our account. And now you have made that oath by renewal to bring up your children, that you may instruct them in that aforesaid doctrine. And who is sufficient unto these things? But then, parents, the Lord knows all things. He also knows our heart. He knows how it has been in this morning hour. how it was when we have come on our knees. What have we told the Lord? Oh, have we confessed? Lord, I am no father and no mother. And now by renewal in this morning, then I am called upon also a may, a privilege to make that oath. But, Lord, Thou knowest my desire, that with Thy help, that when my children may be spared, that I may grant them instruction out of Thy holy word, and that it may be blessed by Thee, that Thy kingdom may come. May the Lord grant us help to that end. You may sit down. Then, brothers and sisters, when you may have a little baby brother, a little baby sister, that hopes to be baptized, that is also very special for you. And then you must think that when you were small, then your father and mother has also held you to be baptized. And then you have received a name upon your forehead of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. How often do we think of those things? And that we bring it before the Lord in prayer. As also brothers and sisters, then you have to ask the Lord, of course. We always ask the Lord for a new heart. But then you must ask the Lord with that name upon your forehead, that God may become your Father. He is Father by creation because He has created you. But that He may become your Father through Jesus Christ, and that He may care for you, and that He may provide for you. Then you have to ask that Jesus, that He may become your Savior, that what the water that has been sprinkled upon your foreheads, that it may be applied by the work of the Holy Spirit, and to that end to ask for the work of the Spirit, that He may show what an evil heart we all have and all our sins, and that we must appear before the Lord, and that we need to be washed from all our sins. In congregation, that is necessary for all of us. Then I repeat it. How often do we think? How was it in this week? When we knew that the sacrament of holy baptism was to be administered when the Lord would grant it, I hope that there are those in their home that have thought with a longing and a desire, because when we sit at home, we can listen along, but we do not see with our eyes the visible gospel. Have we thought about it in this week? Have we prayed about it and asked the Lord for a richer measure, an outpouring of His Holy Spirit upon us and our children? In the Confession of Faith, article number 34, a long article, but then I shall just read a few sentences. By the sprinkling of the precious blood of the Son of God, who is our Red Sea, through which we must pass to escape the tyranny of Pharaoh, that is the devil, and to enter into the spiritual land of Canaan, by which we are received into the church of God, and separated from all other people and strange religions, that we wholly belong to Him, whose ensign and banner we bear. And how is it now with our baptism? Can it now be seen in our life that we wholly belong unto him, Reverend Hellenbrook. He is asking his question book, what is required of those who were baptized? They have to examine whether they have with their whole heart recommended themselves to the triune God. Then we have things to think about, congregation, and concerning in this evening hour. Then we hope to dwell by renewal at the foot of Mount Sinai. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain. Thus that also has much connection to the sacrament of holy baptism. May it please the Lord, we have heard out of the form the rich portion of the people of God. O congregation, then the Lord is declaring with the sacrament that the King, that he is gathering his church. Oh, the abundance of water that declares that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins. Oh, are there still sinners that have come up that are burdened? May it please the Lord to use the sacrament that by an eye of faith that we may be given to look upon that precious mediator. Grandparents, great-grandparents, still a great blessing and a great privilege when you may behold that the sacrament may be administered to your seed. But then should it not be the question when we have become old, whether we have received what is signified therein? We now ask the congregation to sing from Psalter 425, the third stanza, while the children shall be brought in. Seek ye Jehovah and his power, seek ye his presence every hour. 425, the third stanza. Esther, Daniel, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Hannah Lynn, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amber Arlen, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Justin Travis, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Jenna Marie, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Miriam Claire, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Whitney Jeanette, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us arise and sing of Psalter 425, the fifth stanza. Let us close with thanksgiving. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise Thee that Thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and received us through Thy Holy Spirit as members of Thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be Thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. O we beseech Thee, through the same Son of Thy love, that thou wilt be pleased always to govern these baptized children by thy Holy Spirit, that they may be piously and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they then may acknowledge thy fatherly goodness and mercy, which thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only teacher, King and High Priest, Jesus Christ, and manfully fight against and overcome sin, the devil and his whole dominion to the end, that he may eternally praise and magnify thee and thy Son Jesus Christ together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God. Amen. Let us sing together of Psalter 82, the three stanzas. Defend me, Lord, from shame, for still I trust in thee. Since just and righteous is thy name, from trouble set me free. And what follows, Psalter 82, the three stanzas. beloved congregation, for three times with the sacrament of holy baptism, then we have considered Numbers 13 to verses 30 through 32. And then we have spoken of those spies, that they were given to diligently search the land. In the second place, that they have displayed those fruitful fruits. And in the third place, in opposition to a contrary report of those 10 spies. And then our fourth thought was that Joshua and Caleb, that they have encouraged the children of Israel to possess the land. And now concerning our fourth thought, then for our text, in Numbers 14, the verses 7, 8, and 9. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, and neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Our theme, that is the forethought of the past weeks, Joshua and Caleb, encouraging Israel to conquer the promised land. With two thoughts, in the first place, the bitter outcome of the report of the 10 spies. And in the second place, the excellent testimony of Joshua and Caleb. Beloved congregation, we have heard of those 12 spies that have went out to search the land. And let us not think little of those 10 spies, because they were heads of the tribes, and they had courage to go in the midst of that country, which knew that the Israelites were coming. And still they have went. We do not read that when Moses has sent them, that they have objected, that they have complained. But they have went. The Lord has wonderfully watched over them, and they have returned with those precious fruits. And then the spies, then the children of Israel, then they were eagerly waiting for a report concerning that promised land. What a privilege it is when we may come up to God's house in such a way, with a desire, not as a self-righteous people, because the children of Israel in the wilderness, they have learned that they were a murmuring people, disappointed with themselves in the midst of the many blessings which the Lord has granted them. And then we have heard the last time, it is true, those 10 spies, when they have given that report, it was not necessarily an untruth. They have spoken of what they have seen, but it was not a full report, because we have heard that there was only one verse that was speaking of the goodness of the land, and that there were many verses that have spoken of the difficulties. And then those spies, then they have declared that they were not able to go up We read it in verse 31, but the men that went up with him said, oh, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. That was true. When they have seen those cities, those walls, those giants, they were indeed stronger than the Israelites. But what have they forgotten, boys and girls? When those 10 spies have said that that people is stronger than we, and we be not able to go up against this people, that is true in their own strength, then those 10 spies thought, since they were not able, that God was not able neither. They did not have an eye upon God, who has done such wonders, who has delivered them out of Egypt, brought them through the Red Sea. Oh, at the moment, they had the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. 6 days a week, there was manna. They were drinking water out of the rock. And now those spies, they have forgotten what the Lord has done. They were not given to look at the present wonders of the Lord. Has become so ordinary, that manna and that pillar of cloud, of course, the children. They did not know an other time, but they did not look to God who has given them those wonderful things, but they focused on the impossibilities, upon the difficulties, and congregation, who shall throw stones at those 10 spies? How is it with us, relationship to the message out of God's word? And now concerning those 10 spies, what a responsibility, parents, to bring a report to your children concerning the things of the Lord. Cannot be a neutral report. And it shall also have an effect. No, we cannot convert them, but we may speak good of the Lord, that for the Lord there is nothing impossible. He is such a wonder-doing God, and that the sacrament of baptism declares that it is possible for us and our children, even the greatest sinner, to be saved. And now the children of Israel, they have hearkened diligently to that report. And then the outcome, then we read that they took it to heart. They did not put aside. And then when we read of all the congregation in the beginning of this chapter, that word all in the Bible, that speaks of a great part, does not necessarily mean each and every one in that encampment of the Israelites, but the larger, the greatest part, because the Lord still had a remnant among that people. And then we read, and all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. Thus that was not such a hard-hearted people as we would like to think. When the children of Israel have heard, let's say it this way, boys and girls, the sermon of the spies, then nearly the whole congregation start to weep. That would be something if that would take place in the church, that it would make such an impression upon our hearts what it is to be a human being, body and soul, traveling to a never-ending eternity. And because of our sins, that we can never enter the promised land, that there would be much weeping, what that must have been, in the encampment of the children of Israel, little boys and girls, young people, middle-aged and older ones, that they have all cried. And was not only a few tears of a few minutes, but it is specifically mentioned, and the people wept that night. What a night that must have been in the encampment of the children of Israel. You would walk through that encampment. Oh, then that tent. There you would hear a father and mother, maybe the whole family, weeping. Another tent, an older one. What a weeping there was. And yet, it was a weeping, it is true. Let us not throw stones at that people so quickly. The sermon of the spies has made a great effect upon that people. They have wept all night, but it was more a weeping on account of discouragement, and that's understandable. Fathers and mothers, they can realize it a little bit. Traveling through that wilderness, living in a tent all day, close quarters, not so easy. And then they have been promised the land flowing with milk and honey. How they must have spoken about that promised land in their tents. May that also take place in our houses, that there's much spoken of the things of the Lord that was done in the tents of the children of Israel. Then what a desire they had that the time would come that they would not have to dwell in that hot and barren desert, but that they may live in their houses, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now the spies, it is true. There were two other spies, but 10 spies, they have reported all the difficulties and that it was nearly impossible to conquer that promised land. And then we read that disappointment, discouragement, that is turned to anger and to bitterness. And then they have spoken very unadvisably with their lips. Then they have said, "Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, and wherefore hath the Lord brought?" Oh, who shall throw stones? When the Lord in His providence holds those contrary ways, difficult ways, storms, death, then what a wise there can be in our heart to reform, maybe to utter it with our lips, but what a wise there can be. Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, "Let us make a captain, and let us return into Egypt." What do you think about that proposal? Oh, what a foolish proposal it was. Because I think that people had a deep enough impression that if they would return, that the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire would not go with them. Their leaders, Moses and Joshua, would not go with them. They would not receive manna. They would not have that water out of the rock, and they would soon all perish. So foolish is natural man. Our second thought, the excellent testimony of Joshua and Caleb. Then we see congregation. Let us add that to our first point. How dangerous that delay is. Then the children of Israel would have done well to immediately go up to that land. But with their expression, they would rather die a spoiled sheep in the wilderness than as soldiers to conquer the promised land. But now a Caleb and a Joshua, then we read that they had another report. We have heard that already. Out of Numbers 30, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. What do you think of the statement of Caleb? I shall read it once more. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. And it is true. It is very well possible that a Caleb did not have the opportunity to continue, that he was cut off by those other 10 spies. That seems to be implied. But in the text, as we read it, what is now missing in that text? What has Caleb now forgot to tell the people? He has not mentioned the name of the Lord. And when he said, we are well able to overcome it in the strength of the Lord, but I repeat it, seems to be that he was cut off. And when we read that text, who shall throw stones? How often it can be in our life that we speak of matters, what have transpired, we have been blessed, and that perhaps the name of the Lord is not even mentioned, or in a very slight way, that it was not such a good report. But now when Joshua and Caleb, when they have seen what was transpired, then they have continued to speak. Oh, Moses and Aaron, they have fallen on their faces in astonishment and with much fear, because the children of Israel have experienced much. A few former chapters in Numbers 11, when they have complained about that manna, they have received flesh, but the plague has come. In Numbers 12, Miriam and Aaron, they have resisted the authority of Moses, and Miriam has become leprous. And now Moses and Aaron, they have fallen on their face before the Lord. And in these verses, we do not read that Moses and Aaron have prayed. They were so astonished, and they were given to bow. And then when Joshua and Caleb, when they have beheld it, we read that Caleb had another spirit, and Joshua was already pointed out that he would not officially, but that he would be the follower of Moses. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel. We read in verse 6 that they at first rent their clothes. That is a sign of sorrow. We think of Reuben when Joseph was cast into the pit. Reuben has rent his clothes. When the brothers of Joseph have come with that coat dipped in blood, he has also rent his clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. Joshua and Caleb did not say that those 10 spies did not tell the truth. Joshua and Caleb, they did not deny that there were many difficulties to overcome. Joshua and Caleb did not say that there were not those cities with those high walls and those big giants. They have not denied it, but they have pointed to the Lord. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. And then in verse 8, if the Lord delight in us, abowing under the sovereignty and under the will of God, then a Joshua and a Caleb, Oh, that weeping, that crying, that murmuring. People, then he was given, then they were given to point him to that Almighty God. If the Lord, that is in capital letters, that is Jehovah, I am that I am, who has appeared at the burning bush, who has performed those wonders, who has led them out with an outstretched hand, who has brought them hitherto. Oh, shall the Lord then bring that people out of Egypt? And shall they then perish in the wilderness? Ah, the Lord has a people upon the earth that have not stones to throw against the children of Israel. The Lord has a people upon the earth that know what it is with everything that they have experienced, that they cannot deny in providence and in grace. But when the Lord leads them in those mysterious ways, and when there are those impossibilities, and when unbelief gets the upper hand, when they are given to look only at the circumstances, and when they are given to look within, then there is no hope, no expectation. Ah, then they have not stones to throw to those 10 spies. And do you know what the wonder becomes for God's people? That they may still have a place upon the earth. That the Lord does not do away with them. Because they learn, oh, they learn that they have sinned against the faithfulness and the goodness of God, and then still such an unbelief. But then, oh, that blessing, that work of grace, that is now a type when we think of the 12 spies, because the church learns that old and that new man, and how to blame that old man, because David has said that he has sinned. And David did not say the old man has taken Bathsheba. No, I have sinned and done which was evil in thy sight. But now, by the work of the Holy Spirit, then when faith may be revived, when they may be given to look upon that covenant God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, oh, the necessity of the further leadings, and then they learn it is only because the Lord delights in his church. He has chosen them in that never begun eternity, in the council of peace they have counseled concerning that church, that they would be brought out of the house of bondage, and that they would be, given to inherit that promised land, and there for Joseph and Caleb. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land, and give it us a land which floweth with milk and honey. Oh, it is true. Joshua and Caleb also knew that people in the wilderness, that they were but a feeble, that they were but a weak people compared to those giants and compared to those strong cities. But if the Lord delight in us, is there anything too wonderful for the Lord? And then in verse 9, only rebel and not ye against the Lord. Verse 9, instruction for that weeping, that discouraged, that murmuring, and even that embittered people, O Israel. Only rebel ye not against the Lord, O children of Israel. Do you think that with your rebelling you shall gain anything? Oh, with their understanding, I'm surely they knew it. Children of Israel, do you think that you can fight against the Lord and that you shall win? Oh, when we think of what the children of Israel have mentioned, spoken unadvisably with our lips and when we are under stress, then many times we do so. If the children of Israel would have now went back to Egypt, and if they would have been spared, then do you think that they would have really received the place? Because Israel is a type of the church. And then that bridge to the world that is taken up. A few more thoughts. Only rebel ye not against the Lord, and neither fear ye the people of the land. They are all in the Lord's hand. They can do no more than the Lord permits His divine providence. For they are bred for us. That means that they shall fall into the hands of the Israelites. Their defense is departed from them. Thus the spies, they have noticed that among that people, we do not know how, but Joshua and Caleb, it says their defense is parted from them. Further find it in the testimony of Rahab, when those two spies came to her house. Then she has expressed that the hearts of that people have fainted. Thus it is implied that those heathen people, that they had more faith concerning the God of Israel than Israel had at this moment, because the heathens, they were filled with so much fear. They have heard of the wonders of the Lord, what He has done. Oh, undoubtedly those spies, they have seen that encampment with that pillar of cloud and that pillar of fire with the tabernacle of Balaam has said, how goodly in Numbers 24, verse 5, how goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Parents, simple instruction concerning your children. 12 spies. And they have come with a report. Fathers and mothers, may it be granted that we may be given to resemble more those two spies and what is now so necessary, that by the grace of God we have mentioned with those fruits, that it is so necessary, oh, ask it, that you may be given to taste of those grapes and those fruits of the promised land, then it cannot be different. Then you shall have such a desire that your children may taste of the same. Oh, for the children of Israel, it is true, 40 years in the wilderness, but they were brought into that promised land. We shall close with a solemn warning in Hebrews 4, verse 1. Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left of entering into his rest, any of you should come short of it. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, may it please thee to bless thy word, and also grant thy blessing upon the sacrament. When these fathers and mothers, when they may return to their dwellings, and where their children may have received the sign and the seal of the covenant, and thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads, O Lord, may it please thee to grant exercises concerning the sacrament. Many times at the throne of grace, that thou may manifest thy wonders. Lord, then we commend unto thee the confession of faith class, when thou granteth it on the coming Lord's day, or when they hope to make public confession of faith, a well to grant a brightness, sincerity, an impression, a privilege, a responsibility, but that we need by thy grace to be a member of that living church. O well, to grant traveling mercies. O well, to bring part of the congregation together in this afternoon. O well, to help and remember the brother elder. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 415, let us only sing stanza 6. Who is he that fears Jehovah, walking with him day by day? God will lead him safely onward, guide him in the chosen way, and what follows. The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The first wedding announcement of Arnold James van Hagenbos and Dana Clarita van den Hazel. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. And there will be a male members meeting on Tuesday evening, September 8 at 7:30 p.m. And the following have appeared before the consistory and have been accepted to become full members of our congregation. They hope to make public confession of faith in the morning service of the Lord's Day, September 6. Cody Lane de Kock, Shauna Kiera Sinke, Justin Richard de Kock, Magda Gavardina van Gadra, Richard Daniel de Kock, Sierra Marie de Kock, Jordan Nathan de Leo, Rebecca Karen de Leo, Arietta Ada Kurhost, Jacob Johan Klok, Chantel Rayaline Klok, Josie Ann Klok, Nicole Pauline Klok, Cornelia Luck, Emmeline Siska Slingeland, Willem Cornelis Slingeland, Evelina Etonia Gerdina Vandenbrink, Arnold James van Hagenbos, Dana Clarita van den Hazel, and Trina van den Hazel. This is the second announcement. Legal objections may be brought to the consistory. Psalter 415, only the sixth stanza. Array save the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.